This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode about veterans and their health. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Zachary Bell was an infantry rifleman in the Marine Corps. After getting out of the service, he often felt a sense of isolation. He wanted to find a way to connect to other veterans, and he decided to go back to the basics, a piece of cardboard and a marker. In March of 2020, he made a sign and posted a picture of it on Instagram.
There's this very old military medicine remedy where they always tell you to drink water, take Motrin, and change your socks. And that was what I did because I was talking about COVID. Because it's really literally what you're told to do for anything, especially while you're in active service.
And why cardboard? I mean, it's sort of a funny medium in this world where everything is like so polished and so pretty, especially on Instagram.
Yes. I mean, I think that's it exactly. Everything is filtered, screened, you know, colors are balanced. And I was really kind of thrown by this juxtaposition of low technology on a high technology platform. I think about it as like an infographic. Like there's something I want to tell you, but it might not just be the words. It might be how I'm dressed or where I'm at. But like you have to look at the picture and I want the layers to be there.
His Instagram is called Veteran with a Sign. In most of the photos, Zachary is wearing sunglasses, a backwards baseball hat, and a military green t-shirt showing off his tattoos.
The first month I did it, most people really didn't understand what I was doing. And to be honest, I probably didn't understand either. I was really trying to trigger a feeling of nostalgia and have people like build like a healthy community online.
The Veteran with a Sign Instagram page now has more than 86,000 followers, and other veterans have started to submit their own messages. Many are lighthearted and funny.
I joined for the discounts.
Are you hurt or are you injured?
Your silent drill team still makes noise.
Some feel like inside jokes for people who have served.
Chili Mac is the best MRE.
If I was a SEAL, this would have gotten me a book deal.
I never want to be derogatory. I don't feel like that's helpful, but I always say, like, how we know that I was in the infantry, just wait, I'll tell you. And so, like, I'm poking fun of myself as much as I'm poking fun of everyone else.
But among the jokes, Zachary includes more serious messages.
Text your buddies.
We can disagree and still be friends.
Suck it up doesn't mean you can't ask for help.
I think in particular with military service or any type of service, you know, if it's nonprofit or otherwise, that you have these really life-changing experiences and there's some bonding that happens. I think that comes from just service to others in general. There's a quote, I can never remember who says it, but we find the best version of ourselves in the service of others. And after you're done, it just kind of scattered to the wind to all the different corners of the country. And, you know, I had noticed feelings I had, you know, transitioning out of the military. And, you know, it started to come up again, especially during the quarantine that everyone was in. And I was like, well, what if I made like a healthy online community? Like, what if I was able to get people to laugh more and hurt themselves less? And that was like the initial idea of it. You know, since leaving active duty, I've lost more people after the war than I did to it. And I just have felt this like recent resurgence to like tap back into these things, this community, because like there are moments where you just feel like the only person that's gone through these things, especially after military service. You know, people just feel alone and it's hard. And you have to find ways to process and move through that. And for me, it's been doing this. Because I look at it as all like a big creative writing project. If I tell people every day not to kill themselves or, you know, work on what they're doing, it doesn't really seem to resonate as much as if I pepper that in with, you know, jokes about, you know, trying to find Humvee keys, which there are no keys, and things like that.
What were some of the challenges you had when you came back and when you left the military?
I'm still having them now, if you... I think the greatest challenge I've had is just, you know, it's tough. It's very tough. The war just came to an end after 20 years. And I think people were just a little bit desensitized to it. I mean, I was. I know they were. I think the biggest issue I've had is that, like, it's really hard to find people that are like you. And people, as well intentioned as they may be, end up, I find, being somewhat insensitive, even though they don't mean to.
Yeah. Like, what are some things, what are some of those insensitive things? What do people say, or what are some things people shouldn't say?
I remember a few years ago, I was at a local gym. I was just working out, and I have tattoos. I'm well aware of it. I'm okay. They mean a lot to me. I'm going to get more. But there was this older gentleman who came up to me and asked me if I was in the military. And I was like, yeah, I was in the Marines and stuff. And he's like, oh, okay. And just kind of small talk. It's honestly more common than not. And at one point he looked at me and he goes, hey, you don't have any of that PTSD stuff, do you? And I said, well, it kind of comes with the territory. And like, have a nice day. And I just kind of ended the conversation there. And almost everyone I know has an experience like that. In his defense, I did have cami paint on. So I'm just kidding. That's a face camouflage. No, it happens all the time. Just like busting into things. The guy who talked to me at the gym, I was honestly just like, I remember feeling like, wow, this guy like cares. That's cool. And then it just took a sharp turn into asking me if I had any of that PTSD stuff. And I'll never forget it because it's the way he phrased it.
If you have not been in combat, you have not served in the military, but you have somebody who is dear to you and you are worried about that person, what are some good ways to connect to that person? Respecting their experience, but also showing concern and maybe getting them to talk about it.
I think the first step is to meet people where they are, to understand that it's hard. I think the biggest fear is that you'll be judged by these things, and to really just try and start a conversation, you know, just hold space long enough for them to let you in, right? I'm never embarrassed or afraid or don't want to talk about it. That's not the thing. I guess the biggest thing is just trying to overcome that first step.
That's Zachary Bell. He was an infantry rifleman in the Marines. He left the military in 2011. He's the creator of the Instagram page Veteran with a Sign.